It is Hank FM, and
this is why we can't have
nice things. The things you shouldn't nice be proud things. Of. It is why we can't have nice things. And we all start together. Talking about the state fair and their tough year, attendance-wise and stuff. Well, up there in New York, there was a fair going on. And some boys broke in and stole 200 stuffed animals from the midway.
Oh.
Westchester County, New York, are on the lookout for three kids who broke in, well, teens, broke into an amusement park, stole hundreds of stuffed animals. They just released the security photos. It looks like it happened a couple weeks ago, just north of Manhattan. It's right on the beach. They pulled up in a small boat. What is the deal with these elaborate heists now?
My word.
Yeah, they hopped a fence just before midnight, cut a bunch of cables in the control room, all to cram 200 stuffed animals into garbage bags and leave. They look like they're either late teens or early 20s. One was in a Virginia Tech hoodie. Police have no leads, they say, and no idea why they would. Well, I mean, see how much those coupons are worth there at the state fair right there? I know you got the Louvre stuff, but this is going to rival it in probably how much it's actually worth. Especially if you get some labubus in there.
Oh, boy. Taco Tuesday has finally arrived, but that does not give anyone the right to abuse them. An employee in Mayfield Heights, Ohio, got smacked in the face with a taco by a bitter, bitter customer at Taco Bell.
That's all right.
The client says the staff was laughing at him, so he handled business. He's also handling a new kind of treat. Those would be disorderly conduct charges.
I wonder what kind of taco it was.
I know.
Hopefully it's a Doritos Locos. That makes more sense. If this actually happened, it's probably the first time it's ever happened. Did space junk hit a plane over Utah this past Thursday? Ooh. Passenger plane. Flight from Denver to L.A., 134 passengers. Thankfully, everybody's okay, and it was a big cause of concern. This United flight had to make a 90-degree turn, landed Salt Lake City Thursday morning after something they're in the air, smashed into its windshield.
Rude.
Way too high up for birds or anything else up there, or even aliens, I don't know. But cruising at 36,000 feet, birds aren't going to be likely at that point. And they think it was an old satellite or part of space debris,
Elon,
that fell down and hit the cockpit of the plane.
Pick up your garbage.
And they say this is going to happen more and more and more.
Fabulous.
These Starlink things are only supposed to last a couple of years up there. Watch out, guys. Or catch a ride. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Employees at the Sequoia Park Zoo in Eureka, California, got quite a shock when they went to check on the bear enclosure one morning and found an extra new friend. Yeah, a wild bear popped in to check on his three buddies on the inside. They say he did not appear aggressive. He eventually made his way back to the forest with a little coaxing. They say he was a very polite visitor that stayed on the path, kept 2 feet on the ground, and did not try to climb over the railings.
See? May have been their attorney, for crying out loud, you know? He has a right to visit them. Dum, 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 dum. Let's go to Kentucky. It's a macabre story. A guy in Kentucky named Daryl is accused of shooting and killing his other brother, Daryl.
What?
The first Daryl spells it D-A-R-R-E-L. The other brother, Daryl, spelled it D-A-R-R-Y-L. Yeah, like these guys in Kentucky can spell. That's, I'll leave that one there.
Did you ever see the show Newhart? Just out of curiosity?
Yeah. I wonder why it would be brought up then.
You gotta watch out for all the imposters in this wild day and age. Fake designer bags, jeans, scams aplenty, and then the worst of the worst would be chocolate. Manufacturers substituting real chocolate to chocolate flavored. It's not the same thing. No way.
Okay.
Say it all boils down to pricing. Cocoa, a lot more expensive due to heat and extreme weather.
You're going to be calling Mr. Wonka for this one right there.
No,
they should be ashamed of themselves.
Excuse me. Shame.
That's not
rude.
Right.
Shame.
And then finally, Yesterday was celebrity dum-dums. Today is sports dum-dums. And taking the top spot, a message on the Jumbotron promoting the Department of Immigration and Customs Enforcement was displayed at a San Jose Sharks game this past Saturday night. Pro ice message hung up there above the ice at the Sharks game. During Hispanic Heritage Night. Dum, 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 d